This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, much of Israel enjoys clear skies with mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day for those in cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a slight breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 2 hours ago, an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed in an operation in southern Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew, 5 hours ago, commented that Israel must end the ceasefire farce, emphasizing the need for clarity with American allies concerning attacks from Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the Trump administration sanctioned Iran's shadow banking sector, targeting illicit funds supporting terrorism. Separately, Forward reported 4 hours ago that NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel's actions post-October 7, claiming a significant Palestinian death toll. And finally, from Axios, the Trump administration announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal could have significant political implications for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Journalist Joe Truesman posted just minutes ago about an obituary notice from Hamas highlighting connections to their Ministry of Interior. Efrat Yacobi, an observer, shared a post 16 minutes ago simply stating mental illness with an image. From Visegrad 24, a conflict monitoring account, 30 minutes ago, reported on an epidemic of sexual violence and child pregnancy in Gaza under Hamas rule. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon, Walla reports that the Israeli civilian was working with the IDF when he was killed. This highlights the ongoing tensions and the risks involved for those operating in volatile regions. The situation remains tense for residents and military personnel alike. Turning to the call for an end to the ceasefire, Israel Hayom Hebrew stresses the importance of addressing the security threats from Lebanon directly. The publication argues that continuous exposure to attacks is unsustainable and could strain diplomatic ties with the U.S. This development underscores the fragile nature of regional peace efforts. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into the U.S. sanctions targeting Iran's financial networks. These sanctions aim to cut off funds supporting terrorism, impacting Iran's ability to operate regionally. Such measures could alter the dynamics of power and influence in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, Steve Kerr's comments, as reported by Forward, reflect growing international scrutiny of Israel's military actions. His remarks could influence public opinion and diplomatic discussions surrounding the conflict. This underscores the global attention on regional strategies and human cost. Lastly, Axios reports on the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Brokered by the Trump administration, this move aims to de-escalate tensions but presents challenges for Netanyahu domestically. The ceasefire could pave the way for broader peace talks, but also faces skepticism. Turning to business and markets. First, from Israel Hayom Business, Roni Zahavi of Haibob revealed challenges from competitors who allege support for genocide, highlighting the competitive pressures in the tech industry. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions across Israel in cities like Jerusalem and Netanya, showcasing a dynamic property market. And finally, CTech reports on Nobel laureate Daron Acemoglu's concerns about AI, cautioning that it threatens employment and democracy. His insights could influence future policy and investment in Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.